Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. Exciting news today. Spotify has kicked Neil Young out. He's out of Spotify. He said, it's either me or Joe Rogan. And they said, all right, we don't need you at all. Goodbye. We're keeping Joe Rogan. So this boomer musician rocker has just disappeared from Spotify, potentially disappearing from existence eventually. Given that I don't see how there will be a resurrection of this music at any point in time in the future. I don't see the radios of the 90s coming back alive. And so I think it's done for Neil Young. Dan Bongino banned from YouTube on the premise that he uploaded videos on his primary channel while his secondary channel had a strike for streaming about masks. It's been a while since, of course, YouTube had to ban Dan Bongino for some reason because he's directly running a competitor through Rumble. So it would happen one day or another. It's happening today. Dan Bongino banned forever from YouTube. And the Trucker Convoy of Canada seems to be getting more serious as every day passes. Everyone will be arriving in Ottawa in 2 days, 16 hours. So they are planning an arrival to Ottawa for Saturday the 29th. And I don't know what happens then. Do they stay in place until the vaccine mandates are gone? It seems that they are extremely determined. It's a freedom convoy against the vaccine mandate, especially as it applies across the border. Because it keeps truckers from doing their job and transiting between Canada and the US if they are unvaccinated. And even Trudeau at this point has been commenting on the matter. He's trying to minimize it, but I don't know if he will keep minimizing this once the trucker arrive and can essentially paralyze the whole of Ottawa, if not more.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Next question.
Okay, so the best way to protect our freedom is to abolish our freedom and force vaccination to truckers who may not need it. Well, here's what the truckers are saying. Look, this is some serious language. I think this guy is determined to eventually lead to people to turn against Trudeau.
You see, Trudeau, there's something you're going to figure out. It's people like me in this industry that feed you, bring you fuel, everything you take for granted. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. We run this country, not you. Without us, this place don't move. And when everybody in all these cities is starving because we refuse to move, guess what? They'll no longer be on your side. So the truckers are kind of like that uncle that doesn't say much. He stays quiet in the background, but when he speaks, people listen. That's what you're dealing with right now. We've had enough. You're not playing this game no more. This ain't a game. This isn't just our lives. This is everybody in Canada's lives. And you're nothing but a drama teacher. Go back to it.
You're nothing but a drama teacher. Go back to it. It seems that like they are determined at blocking the streets, the roads, using the roads to protest, perhaps the highways. I don't know how it will turn, but they seem extremely motivated. And there are people across Canada, we've seen videos of them on social media, preparing sandwiches so that this convoy of truckers can just pick sandwiches as they drive toward the supporters on the street. We have seen some supporters on the side of the street just happy that the convoy was passing in front of them and distributing food and goods so that they could survive. The convoy has now arrived in Ontario, which they started from British Columbia, and there are also other convoy coming from the east, and they have now entered Ontario, so they have 2 days left, approximately, to get to Ottawa. It's going to be very interesting. Here's a what seems to be an eastern convoy of trucks also headed for Ottawa. So they put some epic music on it, but essentially we just see they are just truckers headed toward Ottawa. I think it's going to be bigger than people expect. I'm relatively excited at what we're seeing. It looks like it's going to be an interesting play of power here. Join me on Entropy. It is my favorite platform for super chats. We got some news today from the people of Entropy. Our survey is, will the truckers win in Canada? Do you think that this will be enough leverage to eventually bend the political will toward what they want, to cancel the mandate? You can also use the super chat feature on Odyssey. Just subscribe to Odyssey and you'll get the support button, allowing to send support for the show. I've had one question already in the regular chat. Paul Dirac says, JF, I just found out that my supposed trad girlfriend cheated on me this summer, only once, but one time is one too many, right? We had plans for a future and I've bought a home together. Wow, man, that sucks. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't know what level of embeddedment you have with her. How hard is it for you to divorce? If it's easy in any way for you to divorce and get another girlfriend, then yes, you should definitely take that option. But there are situations in which, let's say you already have kids and you can have a guarantee, for instance, that she cheated, but that she didn't give birth to a child. If you can have that kind of guarantees, there are certain circumstances in which you want to forgive in the face of genuine regret. It all depends on how much is the cost. What is the cost of your path out? What is the cost of your path within? And what is the genuineness of a regret? There is no such thing as a trad girlfriend. That doesn't exist. Women are all of them leftist. There is none of them are truly trad in the heart. Some of them might find themselves in a situation where they seek an advantage at displaying some trad qualities, but none of them are trad, none of them are right-wing, none of them are conservative. These things do not exist. However, you can reward, just like you can reward a monkey into playing soccer on a computer game, like I did when I was a monkey researcher, you can find a path of reward for a woman so that she can learn through trial and error, like a circus elephant, to display trad values for a moment. Loving everything about this Canadian convoy, says Tommy Robinson. He's publishing a video with some montage of boomer rock music and images of the people across Canada supporting the convoy people. All right, we can see them arrive here and the crowd is cheering. There are police cars just guiding the convoy, I guess, for safety and other things. This is an enormous amount of people. At this point, it's not just truckers. There's a bunch of cars, pickup trucks with them, people with their trailers. Canada Freedom, they write on their signs. I mean, this goes, some people say that it goes on for about 100 kilometers long. Of cars. There are people filming this with planes. it's very hard to know because there is not a single camera shot in which you can see this whole phenomenon because it's just too long. I have no idea what is the reliability of the estimates, but people have been putting the numbers on their official Gab. They have been putting the numbers up to 49,000 vehicles would be headed toward Ottawa, and this could even increase as things evolve. And here's another set of pictures. Truckers are driving across Canada in a large caravan to protest vaccine mandates, and people are meeting them along the way to cheer them. All right, let's see. How is there even enough gas in Canada, enough fuel, you know, for all these big trucks to all be headed at the same place at the same time? There's going to be shortages. I mean, even if you forget about the fact that truckers are leaving their jobs sometimes to do this protest, just the fuel that they will drain from Ottawa entering into it and all fueling their big trucks, it's going to cause shortages, and there's going to have to be a political response to this. Trudeau cannot just stay there and let this happen. People, as the trucker was pointing out, some people are going to start starving and start saying, all right, we need to do something about it. Roddy Lucid says, JF, I know there is a bridge that goes from Ottawa across to Quebec too. I bet they will block that bridge too. Yeah, it's probably, I mean, just the fact of them arriving, they won't even need to intentionally block it. Just the fact of them arriving, they're already making official statements in Ontario saying that there will be severe delays for traffic. If you just happen to drive in a town where this convoy right now is passing, you're going to be extremely delayed. So if you are in Ontario, be careful. Don't go out for no reason. Or if you do go out, join the convoy. Join the fun. Carnival says, if they had 5 vaccine doses instead of only 4, they could have avoided this. And he's talking about people in Israel. Number in hospital at an all-time high, reported by BNO Desk. New cases, 94,000. Average, 80,000. In hospital, 2,000. In ICU, 259. New deaths today, 11. Okay, so we have highly vaccinated nations going through what seems to be just as bad a pandemic as we would have had with no vaccination. We had some news from the Entropy team today. They published on their Discord. You know, Entropy are these people who are running the Entropy site where most of the super chats are coming in. And for a lot of people who get demonetized on YouTube, or even some people who are monetized on YouTube, like I am, we just prefer Entropy because it's a better platform and it's more free speech oriented. We've had some news because there were hit pieces written about them, and I didn't report about the hit pieces because I don't know if these leftist journalists tell the truth. But there was a statement today by the Entropy team explaining that indeed they have been traveling to Turkey, as was reported in the initial hit piece. So they left Canada before the whole mandates for aerial transportation came in, because precisely they were afraid that vaccination status issues would come to oppress their liberties. So they went out of Canada in the fear that Trudeau would come in with a vaccine mandate, and he did. So they went out just in time. They ended up in Turkey, but are highly limited in terms of traveling from country to country, precisely due to the fact that everyone is trapped with the vaccination requirements and stuff like this. So right now they're chilling in Turkey, and before leaving, they made sure that their platform was available on the cloud, so they don't need a physical server. However, they were saying that they are continuing programming effort to eventually go back to a dedicated server mode. And so I wrote to them and I said, you know, if I can do anything to help you guys succeed, let me know, because they are on the run, but so it's hard to operate a service. And yet we didn't see any entropy disruption. It's been, I didn't realize that they were moving out of their houses, moving out of country, and uploading their whole platform to the crowds, to the cloud, so that it doesn't have to be physically tied to a given place. Pretty amazing that they've done it. Personally, I've noticed nothing, and Entropy has been working for us. It's been a great platform for you guys to send me your questions, just like Stephen Robinson just did. And he says, Jeff, at the underground coffee shop in my small southeastern BC town, we were organizing. Okay, well, I will not describe your organization, Stephen. Good luck with your organizing work. Spotify to pull Neil Young's music after artist objections to Joe Rogan. The artist is expected to lose 60% of his streaming revenue by pulling his catalog off of Spotify. Wow, Spotify is in the process of removing Neil Young's catalog of music from its service after the artist published, then took down, an open letter with an ultimatum: deal with the vaccine misinformation coming from Joe Rogan's podcast or lose Young's music. 2 days after the letter was published, Spotify is now in the process of removing Young's music from the streaming service, a Spotify spokesperson told The Hollywood Reporter. What amazes me here is, okay, Spotify is taking actions based on the words of this guy alone, but does he even own his music? Because normally these deals are made at the Warner Entertainment level, and normally an artist doesn't own his own rights, especially when they've become popular. So maybe Neil Young just owns his own rights, in which case, okay, you just handicapped yourself, you've just deprived yourself of 60% of your revenue. John Drake says he owns about half. Okay, but then what is Spotify doing? Are they deleting all of his song, or are they deleting only the ones that he has rights to? That is a big question. I don't know. But in any case, he has lost his attempt at leveraging. I mean, it's nonsense. When you think about it, it's almost criminal what he's asking Spotify to do. Because here you have a conflict of interest. Of course, Neil Young is a competitor to Joe Rogan. Either you're listening to Joe Rogan or you're listening to Neil Young. Can you imagine a world in which I go to a platform and I say, please kick my competitors out? I mean, it's what's been happening on the internet for 5 years now. It's what happens when leftist journalists write it pieces requesting that a given YouTuber be deprived of attention or be shadow banned. That's what they do. But you have to understand, Neil, this is highly anti-competitive, close to criminal behavior. And it would be criminal behavior if Spotify had acknowledged your demand and silence your competitor because you don't like it. What if Joe Rogan doesn't like your songs? People were pointing out that the guy has songs about the government not being trustable. It's like, okay, what if there's a big fan of the government who doesn't want you to have the right to express this on Spotify? Do we have to succumb to their demand? Believe Live says, JF, where's the stream bitrate selector? This bitrate buffers half the time. Listen 5 seconds, buffer 5 seconds. Well, there is no such thing on Odyssey. They said they would work on it, but right now on Odyssey, you have to be able to listen to the full quality, or you have to wait at the end of the show and download the MP3. Unfortunately, there is no reduction of the bitrate in a live show on Odyssey. We chose this platform with some of its defects, but at the same time, it's one of the most promising platforms. You see, it's one of those that I believe will have a bitrate selector very soon. They said that it was in their plan for 2022. Now, your option then would be, first check if you have a VPN, because if you're passing through a VPN, generally, it has some issues. VPNs have some issues with Odyssey. Maybe they limit the bitrate. So go without VPN, and if that doesn't work, then you'll either have to update your internet connection or wait at the end of every show and download the MP3 version. Or you can download through the library app. You can download in advance. So once the episode is downloaded, either to your phone or your computer, then it will play without buffering. Lawrence Forbes sends a super chat. He says, I'm not surprised about Neil Young. He became a man Karen years ago. Did he? I mean, I don't know the guy. I don't know his history. I'm like most people, and my reaction to all this is, who's Neil Young? I think he will be remembered in history as the man who tried to silence his competitors. Sprocket says, SCOTUS will get first black woman as a member. The nation rejoices. Who is Ketanji Brown Jackson? A likely Biden shortlister for Supreme Court. Yes, we had news today. I was planning to cover it later, but since you bring it up, there is a Supreme Court justice that just resigned. Of course, he resigned strategically, knowing that the Democrats are probably going to lose the Senate, and therefore it's going to become impossible for Joe Biden to nominate a Supreme Court justice in the two last years of his mandate. So it was a strategic decision. The guy resigned with the hope that with the current Senate they could get a majority vote passing a Biden nominee. It doesn't change much for the right wing, because it's a leftist justice that is leaving. And he will be replaced probably just by worse leftist justice. But this vote will still count as one left-wing vote on the court. So who is Ketanji Brown Jackson, a likely shortlister for Supreme Court? Many progressives expect federal appeals judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to shoot to the top of the shortlist of possible Supreme Court nominees. As a candidate in 2020, President Joe Biden promised to put a black woman on the Supreme Court for the first time in U.S. history. Jackson is seen in Democratic circles as a shortlister, if not a front runner. The Senate confirmed Jackson, a Harvard Law School graduate, to the D.C. Circuit in June by a vote of 53-44 with the support of all 50 Democratic voting senators. Okay, well, this won't change much. It's going to be just a leftist being replaced by a leftist on the Supreme Court. What she will probably bring is an even more militant form of leftism, activism, judicial activism. But at this point, there is such a division in the Supreme Court that it, whether you're more activist or not, will not change the outcome. What really determines the outcome of a Supreme Court decision is whether our right-wing justices betray us one more time, or whether they side with their own interest. The other side will always be activist. Our side sometimes hesitates at being activist, and that's why we lose. Sprocket says, okay, but the judge leaving was born in 1938. There's only so much a guy from 1938 can be left-wing. Yes, as I said, she's probably going to be more left-wing than him, but it's probably not going to impact any single decision, because ultimately the power is not in the hand of the amount of leftism you can have inside of you. It's about the vote that you represent, and the vote that she represents will be equal to his vote. Mark Dice reports on Gab. Dan Bongino was just permanently banned from YouTube. They said it was for evading his suspension by posting on his personal channel instead of his show's channel, which technically is a violation of the rules, but should have only resulted in a second strike, not a ban. But as we all know, YouTube has different rules for conservatives. His first strike and suspension was for saying the obvious about the effectiveness of wearing masks. Dan Bongino permanently banned from YouTube, as he is, of course, he was also already actively transferring his crowd to his Rumble channel, because he is part of the team of Rumble. So he's been saying for a long time that he was hoping to be banned. Well, now he is banned. What do we have here? YouTube on Wednesday permanently banned conservative podcaster and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino. I knew that he was involved in some kind of military work, but I didn't know he was a former Secret Service agent. Is there really such a thing, though? Is there a point at which you become former? Or are you Secret Service forever? Bongino's secondary YouTube account had been suspended for violating terms of service for spreading COVID misinformation. YouTube permanently banned Bongino because he uploaded a video to his main channel while his other channel was suspended. All right, well, he's going to be doing well on his other platforms. It's one of those late bans, you know, where they're getting banned at this point for no reason at all. Like, back in our days, we were getting banned for the first few rules that they had to come up with to find a way to ban us. Now it's like, oh, okay, now to get banned, you have to intentionally violate the rule because you want to pose as a hero for free speech. And you've been saying for 6 months, go ahead, YouTube, ban me. And he's even been sending them emails saying he intended to violate the rules again if he can go back to his YouTube channel. At this point, it's like, Dan, you want to be a martyr of the free speech thing? Okay. Sprocket says, must be possible to be former Secret Service agent if one can be a former scientist. Like JF. Oh, I'm a former scientist, according to my wiki page. Ah, okay. Well, I had the impression that I was still doing science. You know, I'm writing my second book on science after my first, which was also on science. I'm a former scientist. Ah, you can't control the wiki, you know. How does wiki determine that you became a former scientist? What is the fact that they have to find? Go away, says Jeff. I've been receiving a lot of hate for my appearance on Jesse Waters' show where I represented the /r/anti-work subreddit. Thanks, Jeff. Watching your show always raises my spirit. It's a dark time for me. Are you serious? What happened? I've never heard about this show. What, you were a caller and you... you represented the anti-work subreddit? And what is the Jesse Waters show? Are these some kind of pro-work, hard-working American type of center-right conservatives? I have no idea. So I have no idea what's your situation there, but let me tell you this, go away. don't be ashamed. Maybe you did a bad case. I don't know, because you would have to send me the URL to this show. I won't listen to it if unless you send it to me, because I don't think I could find it. Oh, it's a Fox News show. You called on Fox News? Go away. How does that work? You called at Fox News? Hello, I am representing anti-work. Of course, well, Fox News, of course, they're going to be like, why aren't you a hard-working American, sir? Yeah, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. There are people who think differently than us, you know. There's a serious difference between being right-wing in the sense that you have here on the show and being right-wing in the sense of Fox News. A big difference. U.S. citizens told to depart Ukraine now by any means possible in new embassy alert. Ukraine in the past days has made it clear that it thinks both the US and UK's reduction of embassy staff and their families is an overreaction. Don't worry, sleep well, no need to have your bags packed. The Ukraine government is treating this as a breach of their touristic interests. It's like, no, please stay. Please stay. The American government is now saying, pack your bags, leave Ukraine. Do they want a war? Do they have more information than the Ukraine government? I have no idea. But I would get out if I was there. But I probably wouldn't find myself there, because clearly what's been happening in Ukraine is a form of corrupted neocolonialism. By corruption of the local elites. We can see the signatures of it in the story of Joe Biden and his son. Here's what the Fed will say today and how the market will react. Well, the Fed came out and they didn't say much other than, yeah, you know, soon it's going to be the time to taper, to hike the interest rates. So they said that it would come in March. But the reaction on the Bitcoin market has been quite positive. I think people are interpreting this as, okay, you know, the Fed is going slow, and so we're still going to be in a money printing regime for a while still. And if we ever get out, it will be through very slow progression. Okay, go away as sent is a segment from Fox News. Oh my god, should we listen to this? Let's see. I don't know, go away. Do I have your permission to... I mean, it's a public video, so I guess I don't need your permission. And you sent it yourself. Let's see what this is. The war against working.
And is there something you want to do besides being a dog walker? Do you aspire to do anything more than dog walking, or is that...
This is very interesting. It's an anthropological case, because here you have what ultimately what you would expect to see in a hit piece from a left-wing rag, you know? It's like, oh, so you don't expect to do anything more in your life. This is, they're really trying to present you. And here you have a potential ally, in the sense that you have a right-wing presenting man at a right-wing presenting network. And there he is, smashing on you, saying, well, you have no aspirations in life.
Is that kind of your pinnacle?
I love working with dogs. If I had to do this for the rest of my life, you know, I wouldn't be super complaining. You know, dogs are wonderful animals. But I would love to teach. I would love to, work with people and stuff like that.
What would you teach, Dorian?
A philosophy, mostly.
Philosophy.
Just introduction to philosophy, critical thinking, reason, stuff like that.
Well, I'm not understanding the context. Should I rewind a little more in the back? Because I thought you send it to me with a timestamp. Let's see.
Joining me now is the person who operates this anti-work group, Doreen Ford.
Oh, you are an operator of this group. Wow. Wow, that's great.
All right, so Doreen, why do you like the idea of being home, not working, but still getting paid by corporate America?
Why do you think? Jesse Waters, that's his name? Why would you want to be paid by corporate America and stay at home? The list of advantages, like living with your family, potentially homeschooling, you know, having less stress, losing less time in driving on the road. Why would you not want these advantages? This is epic.
Yeah. So there's some misconceptions about the movement. So we're a movement where we want to reduce the amount of work that people feel like they're forced to do. And so we want to still put in effort. We want to put in labor, but we don't want to necessarily be in a position where we feel trapped. You know,
That's a big problem. It's actually a a lack of productivity issue. The fact that people are constrained to work from 9 to 5 when their jobs don't need them from 9 to 5, where if you go to work, you will be used maximally only in a fraction of your day. That's a problem. And there are innovative solutions to it. A kind of more parcel by parcel, piece by piece, voluntary work lifestyle can fix some of these unproductive practices.
Just quoted from Office Space, where that person feels very trapped in their job. I think we're calling for a society where there's less of that. But yeah, absolutely, people still want to do things. They just want to do things where they feel rewarded and they feel like they're in a good spot in their life, and that their job respects them and stuff like that. You know, there's varying.
So Doreen, you're not being forced to work. This isn't slave labor. You've applied for a job. You've agreed to the terms and conditions of the employment. And, you know, you can walk away from that job at any time and quit.
Well, yeah, but the point to bring here to Jesse, what I would have answered to Jesse here is, yes, you consent voluntarily to the job, but the job comes with constraints. And you can have a movement that would seek to undermine these constraints to the extent that they are creating unproductivity, lack of productivity, lack of maximal use of the workforce, and ultimately they create unhappiness in that no one benefits from them. There are certain people who are just staying at the job until the clock rides the exact time that they have to leave, and the fact is they could leave 10 minutes earlier, but they know that they have to stay, because if they don't stay, they will not get the 10 minutes paid, or their boss will eventually detect that they don't need them for 8 hours, so they will cut their work time. So it's a problem. Those are problems even if you consent to the overall job.
So I don't understand really what this is about, sure. Except it sounds like maybe people are just being lazy. Are you encouraging people to be lazy?
So I think laziness is a virtue in a society where people constantly want you to be productive 24/7, and it's...
I wouldn't have phrased it that way. It's not that it's dramatic, but it's true that there is a kind of disregard for laziness, when in fact laziness, you can see into laziness a kind of very healthy lifestyle. I'm sure people who are lazy, for example, will have reduced heart attacks, reduced anxiety, reduced pressure on their heart throughout their life, and eventually come to live longer lives. So there is a way in which you can regard laziness as positive. What I wouldn't have done here is to phrase it as a counter toward, you say, productivity. You say that society wants us to be too productive. I wouldn't phrase it that way. I think that maximal productivity is desirable. The problem is productivity must not come at the expense of mental health. And that's where you have a balance of value. That's where you can introduce maybe a little bit of laziness, a little bit of having some times in your week where you don't have to be on the run, where you don't have to think about 5-10 things at the same time, that this could be a lifesaver for many people and for many people's mental health.
It's good to have rest. That doesn't mean you should be resting all the time or not putting effort into things that you care about. But I think one of the
What do you think is like a good work day? How many hours is you know, a solid work day in your ideal society?
Sure. I mean, I think as much as people want. I mean, I personally work. I have like a 20-25 hour work weeks, which I think is fairly good. So I would like less work hours.
And what do you do, Doreen?
Oh, I'm a dog walker.
A dog walker. Okay.
Yes.
And how?
Yeah.
A dog walker. Okay. And
so,
how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure, I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay. And is there something you want to do besides being a dog walker? Do you aspire to do anything more than dog walking, or is that kind of your pinnacle?
I love working with dogs. If I had to do this for the rest of my life, you know, I wouldn't be super complaining. You know, dogs are wonderful animals. But I would love to teach. I would love to, work with people and stuff like that.
What would you teach, Doreen?
A philosophy mostly.
Philosophy.
Just introduction to philosophy, critical thinking, reason, stuff like that.
Okay.
Now, Jesse Waters dismissing philosophy as a kind of lazy discipline.
Well, I would love to take your class, Doreen. I would just be taking notes the whole time. And you know what? A professor's a very similar schedule than something that you're imagining. So I think that actually might work perfectly for.
What is he trying to say here? Professor is the same schedule as something you're imagining. What is he imagining? Jesse Waters, what are you talking about? I don't know what he's talking about here. Is he saying professors are as lazy as dog walkers? Is he saying professors look like Redditors? This is just arrogance, and it's not even decodable. I can't even understand what he's talking about.
For you, listen, I think this might not be the greatest idea, but who am I to judge? To each their own, they say. It's a free country.
Sure.
Not everything's free,
you know.
But it is a free country. Thank you so much.
Sure.
We got to run. We got to pay the bills.
We got to pay the bills.
Bills.
Well. What can I say? I mean, it's not that bad of a performance. If you were telling me you were in a bad spot, honestly, you forced a man who is, you know, at the end he had to actually back off a little bit and say, you know what, in the end you do you and you do what you want and I do what I want. Because he had reached such a level of arrogance that it was unsustainable even to present himself as a right winger. Because if you're a true right winger, if you're truly kind of liberty-oriented, if not libertarian, at least at the economics level. What do I have to care that you're a fucking dog walker? If you have enough people who need you to walk their dog and who are willing to spit some amount of money, and this amount of money is enough for you to go buy Big Macs and keep you alive, what do I have to say against this? What could I say against this? If you're truly a right-winger, it shouldn't bother you at all. Laziness should be a feature of people, and they will get punished if they're too lazy. And the economic system and the meritocracy of the system around us is what will determine whether you're too lazy. But this guy was... Yeah, it was very arrogant, and I would say that your performance is perfect. I mean, I look at this, I see a clash between the internet world and the world of Fox News normies. And that's a nice anthropological performance that you've done there. You've made us see a clash of things that we're not used to see. So no, I think you shouldn't be ashamed at all by this performance. I think it's great. You have these shot. Of course, they try. Of course, when you interact with the mainstream media and you're part of the internet sewers that we're part of course you're going to they're going to try to frame you as the kind of hated other. But you have to play that game and bring it to your side. That's what I've been doing when I interact with the mainstream media. It's always you have to accept that this is your character. Like, I've never backed down. There were people asking me, the people are using these numbers on your regular chat. Do you support these IDs? And I was like, oh, there might be something good in this ID here. Here it seems that this particular user is trying to bring attention toward a certain politician that has existed at the beginning of the 20th century and in Europe. And maybe not everything that this politician has ever said is bad. It's like they're gonna frame you as a Hitler fanatic. Why not play the game and just troll them even more? They were trying to frame you as the lazy loser. I think that what could have been better in your performance there is you could have played that game even more. You could have decided to assume your trolling position in all this. But other than this, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, go away tells us. He tells us, I've had to shut down the subreddit as I was receiving much hate from my comrades. Well, that is very sad, and I don't know if it's possible for you to reawaken it. Maybe when you delete it, it's permanent. But I highly recommend if you have an internet property of any kind, do not shut it down on the emotion. Do not shut it down on the mob coming after you. Try to surf on these waves of hate directed toward you. It is the only way to live on the internet. It's always what I've been doing. There are mitigation methods. You can block, you can ban if people are harassing you. But you know what? Your project wasn't bad. And I think it should exist. So I'm sad that you're telling me that you've deleted it. This project was sensical. There is a lot of people out there who need to be told that there is another way to interact with the world. There is another path than the 9-to-5, that you can pursue a life that perhaps will be less, you will have less money, but you can enjoy more mental health, more liberty, and more peace with everything that you do. And the fact that you have self-abolished that voice on the when in fact you were brought at the center of national attention. I mean, you were on Fox News. This is not a moment at which I want to see your Reddit disappear. It's a moment in which I want to see it thrive. Your comrades, if they complain, just ban them. How many times did we have in our Discord? How many times did we have a full rotation of the freaking elite of this Discord? Like, at some point, I had to implement some rules. They were unhappy. The mods were turning against me. All right, all of you are banned. Ban, 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 ban. Demodded, demodded, demodded. At some point, they were starting their own di parallel Discord. But when you are attaching your name to an internet property, you want to see it bloom. You don't want to see it die. So I'm very sad that you're telling us that you've decided to delete it. New Nation says, Jeff, unless Go Away provides proof that this is who he is, One would be crazy to assume he isn't impersonating this Reddit mod. Go away. But, well, I mean, believe him or don't believe him, I don't give a shit. Like, worst case scenario, what I'm saying is meant for another guy than go away. It's meant for some guy out there who's the name, who's in charge of this Reddit. New Nation says, so painful seeing JF taking the troll bait here. Facepalm, lol. Well, again, you know, whether it's go away or not, and people were pointing out there are certain inconsistencies in go away's claims, because go away has been given super chats again and again to this show in Australian dollars. Why would an Australian man be a dog walker in America going on Fox News? But the point is, everything I've just said, don't see it as anyhow tied to whether it's Go Away's identity is true and that Go Away is this guy. Maybe Go Away is this guy. Maybe he's not. Doesn't matter. I love this guy. And take my comment to be a comment of what this guy has done, not a comment aimed at Go Away. Carnival says, I support anti-work because it upsets the boomers who need the poor and indebted younger populations to work harder so they can retire without economic concerns. Yes, that's another point. One of the reasons why anti-work is a good idea at times is that, yes, we want high productivity when we are dedicated to our work, but we have leverage that we can use by not working. Not working is also a form of striking, and a strike can help you, like the truckers are doing, can help you gain political leverage and change the world in the right direction. Inside sends a super chat. He says, just finished TRP. Thank you, JF. I will now buy a copy for my sister and local library. Oh yeah, one thing you can totally do is buy copies and go give them for free at the library or at the bookstore. Totally, yes. Thank you for the compliments and thank you for doing that. It's absolutely awesome. People are spreading the good words of the revolutionary phenotype. Crazy Catman says, get JFG tonight's book, The Revolutionary Phenotype, the amazing story of how life begins and how it ends. Links are in the video description. Absolutely. Liberal Supreme Court Justice Breyer plans to retire before midterms. In a midday headline that rocked Washington, NBC News reports that Justice Stephen Breyer, one of the minority liberal justices on the court, is planning to retire. So, Biden is going to have an opportunity to name a Supreme Court justice. It will most likely pass because even certain Republicans will, because they've been naming so many right-wing justices, you'll have certain Republicans willing to side with the Biden nominee here. Apparently, it's a leak in the sense that he hasn't announced it yet, but he is expected to announce it. McConnell declines to weigh in on Breyer retirement plans until he makes an official announcement. And White House, Biden certainly stands by campaign pledge to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. So it's already all set. The news comes out and it's already all determined what will happen. There was a woman misspeaking on The Five. This is amazing because she talks about the children who have died, but instead of saying COVID, she says died from the vaccine. It's amazing.
So, not just people on the fringe either who are you know, speaking out like this. And over the weekend, Bill Maher made a case for people who are vaccinated, boosted, and have been following the rules since all of this started. Take a look.
I don't want to live in your paranoid world anymore, your masked paranoid world. You know, you go out, it's silly now. You know, you have your mask, you have to have a card, you have to have a booster, they scan your head. Like you're a cashier and I'm a bunch of bananas. I'm not bananas, you are.
That's not really funny to people who've lost their kids to this vaccine, or people who've lost...
People who have lost their kids to this vaccine.
Family members or dear friends to this. It's just, you know, listen, nobody on the planet really wants to go through this. This is not something we're doing because it's, you know, sexually gratifying. This is what we're doing to protect our families.
But this is not the claim. The claim is you're doing this useless stuff and it hasn't protected you. And even in your Phrygian slip here, you talk about the death, and it seems COVID is not dangerous enough that you would say COVID kills these kids. In fact, it's not even a Phrygian slip. I think she's right. At this point, I think the case can be made that COVID versus vaccine in kids, COVID certainly isn't a big risk. Let's say this. And the vaccine remains to be determined on the long term. Jeffrey Epstein sends 100 LBC credits. Thank you so much. He says, it's been tough these days, but I'll hang in there. No, Jeffrey, don't do it. Don't hang in there. You have to undo the rope. You're going to die. There is currently on Gab, and this is an amazing thing because I probably wouldn't have seen this if I was still on Twitter. But, you know, browsing Gab more and more, I see more and more of the underlying undercurrents of the internet. And I didn't know there is a whole movement of right-wing, we could call them white nationalists or kind of more hard right, who are, they don't like America First. They don't like Nick Fuentes. And they're really annoyed by this sponsorship that Andrew Tarba has done. He has used the Gab money to sponsor an America First event at the tune of $20,000. And I can't help but think that because the issue they take is that Nick Fuentes and his America First groupers, they tend to cancel people. They tend to go after their view of the evil white nationalist and how he's not optical enough and he needs to be improved and you need to add a tie to them and some suit. And I can't help but think that I was the original. I was the original guy to be targeted by this ire of Nick Fuentes and to say, you know what, I don't like this guy anymore. I think it's not clever in a movement that is about demographics fundamentally to have someone who's mocking you for living an heterosexual lifestyle. And more people are starting to be worried about the commitment of Nick Fuentes to an actual heterosexual lifestyle. You know, in this particular clip, he's trying to make a case that by not having sex with women, he's ultimately the ultimate hetero. And he says it's gay to have sex with women.
Conservative teases my cousin, hinted at my mom what he thinks, that he thinks I'm a lesbian because of never having had a BF. Explains why he didn't want his teenage daughter to sleep over. Is this how you feel all the time? It sucks. What, people calling me gay because I've never had a girlfriend? I think if anything, it makes me less gay. If anything, it makes me not gay. As opposed to less gay. Not that there's any gay, but it makes me not gay. Well, because think about it this way. You know, a gay person, gay people do date girls all the time. Real.
You know who else dates girls? Gay people.
And when I said on Elijah Schaefer's show, and they said, have you ever been in a romantic relationship? Have you ever had sex with a girl? And I said, no. If you name searched me on Twitter, as I always do, all these gay people are coming out and saying, I've had more girlfriends than Nick. I've had sex with more girls than Nick. So like I said last week,
Epstein's Island says he's obviously being facetious. No, I understand. I understand. But what I'm telling you is that there is currently a wave. There is a current on Gab that is really distraught at the behavior of Nick Fuentes. And they go at him often for unjustified stuff and sometimes for justified stuff. But I think that what remains a justified attack is, you know, you've been canceling all these people based on optics all this time. You've been essentially punching right, and while also developing one of the worst optical movement in the history of American politics. I think that some of what happens in this movement of contestation is legitimate. Someone tells me the clips tend to be higher volume. Let me try to... I've been wanting to increase a little bit the volume of my mic. It's hard to find the right tune. Let's see here. I think you should hear me well. Let's see. Test. Yeah, I think it's good. Autoritista is on Entropy. He says, hi, Johnny. Glad you made the change. How is Odyssey compared to Susan Tube? Well, Odyssey feels much better. It's too bad that we don't get the ad revenue, but I can survive without the ad revenue if you guys are somewhat generous in your super chats. And eventually, perhaps there will be some ad revenue coming from Odyssey. We'll see then. But when you think about it, you know, for a couple of $100 per month, it wasn't worth it anymore to be that self-censoring. I mean, it had become unsustainable. FDA asks the court to delay first 55,000 page production until May, and Pfizer moves to intervene in the lawsuit. So they had been ordered by the judge, no, you're going to give 55,000 pages of transparent document every month, and now they're trying to delay it. They're like, oh, we can't. We're going to get these documents soon if the judge can hold his side here. Leah Thomas, teammates, realizing they will never, ever be able to beat this person. Penn Swimmer's dad says, I mean, look at this. It is the case of someone who used to be a male who's competing now in the women's category. I mean, look at the structure of the shoulder here. You think you're going to swim faster than this person? Impossible. I mean, it's almost non-human. There's almost an evolved form here for the purpose of swimming. I mean, this is the structure of a carp, of an expert at swimming, and you have young girls trying to compete against this person, no chance, and they're now realizing, okay, I'm not gonna have ever a gold medal because of this person. I cannot compete against them. Breaking 9/11 says Federal Reserve signals plan to start raising rates as soon as March to combat persistently high inflation. We've already talked about this. There has been an act of communication between the US and Russia. US has handed Russia a written response to their demands. They say it's up to the Kremlin how to proceed. But we can't know what is in there. The US has not been publicly stating what was their position, whether they are conceding to never extend NATO to Ukraine. So that means we can't know if they are being conciliant or if they are being aggressive. But in any case, they have made their position known to Russia. And we will eventually know if Russia accepts these positions. I believe that they let it here in their statement that they're holding strong to their values. So I guess that means they said that Ukraine was sovereign. I guess what that means is we will consider them sovereign to join our side, to join NATO. So that's it. Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson says to Justin Trudeau on Twitter, "You would have to kill me first." Jordan Peterson slams Justin Trudeau's call for vaccination. Now, I would love to be out here and celebrate, and yes, we have vaccine resistance. Bravo, Jordan Peterson. We love having some vaccine resistance. But the fact is, Jordan Peterson is twice vaccinated. You know, he's not a stellar representation of vaccine resistance. And to say, "over my dead body," on the third shot, it's like those people who, you know, those people who truly believe in the Second Amendment, and they're like, "from my cold, dead hand." But imagine you were to say this, but the government has already taken your guns. It's like, the government has already claimed your body, Jordan. You let them inject twice the vaccine in you. It's a little bit bizarre to see you pulled over my dead body on the booster. So I was saying, Jordan, the eternal centrist, will accept to be vaccinated twice, but not thrice. Indeed, pulling the classical over my dead body at the transition between the second dose and the booster, perfectly aligning things to charm both the normie boomers who believe in vax mandates and those who believe in freedom. Enough is enough. Down with this sort of things. Hashtag, two doses is okay, but three, uh-uh. It's a little bit bizarre. And people were criticizing me for this Gab post. They were saying, "oh, JF, it's good that we have him on our side. It took some time for him to learn, but he did learn. And also, he's old, so it made sense to get the vaccine." My point is, don't get the street creds from being in the resistance if you've been part of the system for so long. It's like, I will impose some sort of threshold of quality to consider you part of the resistance. And especially, someone else was mentioning on Gab, this is a guy who's supposed to be a scholar of authoritarian regimes. This guy in particular should have been able to see medical fascism coming for what it was. If I was able, he should. And he didn't. So I'm relatively cold to this right now. Carnival says $20,000 for America First sponsorship. What is the dollar per audience member value here? Would be better to advertise on much bigger streamers or websites with that amount of money. Yeah, I guess that, you know, the point of Andrew Torba, and to be clear, I respect, you know, the resistance to this move by Andrew Torba, but I also respect the decision of Andrew Torba. Ultimately, Andrew Torba does what he wants with the money of Gab. It says, and if he thinks that creating controversy, even within the right, will help him propel the website, then so be it. It's his money. It's his, decision. But I also am sympathetic to the argument that it may not be a very efficient use of the money, certainly. People are saying that Go Away is a troll. Go Away says, "I think the third shot is reasonable given the Omicron variant, but there's absolutely no way I'm getting a fourth. This madness has to end at some point." that gives credit to people who claim that you are a troll, Go Away. Because you seem to be trolling right now. You seem to be trolling. Biden, Surgeon General, suggests Joe Rogan podcast should be censored. Big tech has an important role to play. Well, tell me something I don't know. Some executive of Biden wants more censorship. Thomas Howard says, Jordan B. Peterson has been putting out some strong positions lately, but they don't even face JF. He'll have to say, screw the optics, because he gets any credibility on this stream. I mean, Jordan Peterson, you're right, has been torn inside. He's been conflicted inside since that whole I can't do it moment. And I believe that Jordan is trying to follow his own rules here, trying to follow his commitment for the truth, but it's hard in the current circumstances. Fed warns soon to be appropriate. Okay, this one we've already talked enough about it. That was just another news item on the Fed continuing the money printing, but saying eventually we're going to have to stop. Now, Jordan Peterson, from a technical standpoint, I was very insulted. I watched some of his stuff today, which has been published today on his YouTube channel. Just listen to what's happening. I mean, he's starting the interview, and there's a guy from his technical team discussing. Yeah, behind him.
Mr. Peckford and I have been talking over the last week, as I mentioned, because he has serious...
Let me try to find where that happens. It happens pretty much at the beginning.
So let's start by talking about what concerns are driving you to re-enter the political discussion.
That was... Oh, yeah, it's right here, okay? So Jordan Peterson is doing the interview. This is the beginning of the video. And there's his technical team is speaking and deranging the interview.
Zoom is back up.
You were involved in the constitutional process. Okay, so... Yes. And that was...
Shut the fuck up! Fucking Jordan Peterson is speaking right beside you. And you're talking about Zoom being up, being down.
These are recorded.
Relevant to the establishment.
And look at him. He's right here.
Of the Canadian Bill of Rights.
Yeah. Do we know if there's...
That's Canadian.
Okay, there's some girl there, some guy there.
In Charter of Rights.
Sorry. Yeah.
Hold on, not a girl, just another guy. Technical guy.
Yes, let's get that right.
Is that fucking Lex Fridman? Why do I have to hear Lex Fridman and some technical staff while Jordan Peterson is interviewing someone?
Bill of Rights was done in 1960 by John Diefenbaker and was incomplete.
Right. Okay.
That's why we needed the Charter of Rights in 1981-82.
Right. Okay. Well, we might want to cover that when we talk. I'm trying to juggle a lot of balls in my head right now.
I'm trying to juggle one more ball than you are, Jordan. There's your fucking staff hanging out behind you, speaking over the mic with fucking Lex Fridman. What the fuck is he doing there?
Now, because we want to be able to concentrate.
I mean, Lex Fridman barely speaks on his own fucking show. And now I'm listening to a Jordan Peterson interview, and and I'm hearing his voice.
On the issue at hand. But we also want to bring along people who are listening into the interview.
Well, you're bringing along more than the people who are listening. You're bringing along people who are not listening, apparently. And they're discussing about how the black veil behind you fits the desired aesthetics.
Entire process so they understand.
Yes. And
we kind of have to do this on the fly because we have like zero time. So, and we want to get it right. And so when you were working on the constitutional partition process, how was that associated directly with the establishment of the Canadian Charter of Rights?
And here we saw the shadow again passing in front of Jordan.
Okay, It was all in the same bill called the Constitution Act of 1982.
Okay.
It's confusing because in 1981, when we finalized the deal in November, it was called the Patriation Agreement. But when it got put into legislation the next year, it got the words got changed because it's now going into legislation to the Constitution Act of 1982. So the Constitution Act of 1982 contains the patriation. In other words, this was our last time severing ties with England. We wouldn't have to go back to England anymore to do any amendments to our Constitution. We could do them in Canada. That's what patriation means. And then attached to it were a number of other provisions, including the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
I can see the divide in Jordan Peterson's mind. At this point, there is nothing left.
So it's okay. The Constitution Act of 1982.
He's fighting the dragon right now, inside the Betty.
But it was finalized in the fall of 1981.
Okay. Eric, are we recording on this?
We are, yeah.
Okay, good.
This absolutely stuns me. He stops to ask whether we are recording all this. What is this performance?
Because that's actually all relevant information. Some of this might have to be sorted.
Yeah, Jordan, yeah, you should have sorted it, but you didn't. You dropped the whole thing on us. In any case, I don't want to comment on the validity of the guest and all. I just couldn't get through what is the content of this interview because I was so offended by the lack of care in the audio stream and the guest and what is... And yeah, Roddy Lessid says, this is Lex Friedman's studio in Austin, Texas. So... What kind of bizarre relationship is there here that Jordan Peterson is filming a podcast from Lex Friedman's studio? And it's terrible, technically. Jeffrey says, Peterson should have stayed in his Russian asylum. Well, no, I'm happy that Jordan is among us. He just has to work on his technical stuff. Autoritista says, how direct can we be in comments? Do I still need to use foreign aid supporters instead of the real name? No, we can be much more direct. Now we are no more under heavy censorship. So here on Odyssey, we are relatively free to discuss stuff and... If you don't understand what are the guidelines, first go read them. Hate speech is not allowed here, but unlike on YouTube where they define extremely blurry boundaries, here at least hate speech is very well defined. So you're going to know what you can't say. And other than this, no, pretty much everything is allowed. If you do go beyond the If you do break the rules, we will block you, we will ban you, so make sure that you don't abuse and read the rules properly. But we will guide you if you're uncertain. Sprocket says, is Peterson a Russian hypnotized agent, like in that movie, The Manchurian Candidate? Maybe when he was in a coma in Moscow, they uploaded special instructions into his mind as a Trojan horse. Yes, and we are headed toward the conclusion of the show. I think that your theory may be correct. I think he may be on a trigger. You know, if you've seen the movie Zoolander, you will understand that these hypnotic techniques can at times rely on a trigger. And I'm afraid that the trigger for Jordan Peterson to activate may be the hearing of my voice. Jeffrey Epstein says, how about talking about the big one? Jeffrey, calm down. We are not talking about the big one. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Let's see what are the results of the poll. Will the truckers win in Canada? 6 people say yes, 3 people say no. I think there's something solid about this movement. We'll see what happens. I'm not certain they will be able to bend the political order, but I think they could very well be able. Because this looks like a serious bunch who are willing to spend a lot of time until they get what they want. That is it for tonight. Don't forget to join the Patreon, the Subscribestar, if you would like to support the show on a every month basis or send some cryptocurrency at the addresses in the description below. Also, don't forget that the links to everything I review during the show are available in the description below. You will find a HTML link. You will also find a MP3 version of the show for those who have low bandwidth or who are on the road. Perhaps we have some truckers in the convoy. They need to download a quick version of the show. Get the MP3 version. Bye-bye. Thank you.